This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
كثيرة ثم أما بعد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all from the people of Firdaus al-A'la ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to gather in the market of Al-Jannah the way we gather in this dunya in the masjid of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith number 1889 in Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala يقول وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن في الجنة سوقا يأتونها كل جمعة. The Messenger of Allah says, in paradise, in Jannah, there is a marketplace to which the people will come every Friday. Every Friday, which means what? On the weekend, the Jama'ah, where do people usually go to buy stuff? To the mall, right? If you want to look for some novelties, where would you go? To the flea market. You're going to find something that's interesting, right? Sometimes people go shopping or actually go to these marketplaces not to buy anything. What do they go there for? Just kind of browsing and just kind of like chilling and seeing what's interesting in there. They kind of like spending some time, maybe just to see people, see the wonders of the world, what happens there in these places, many, many, many things. But by the time you're done with this marketplace and you go home, how do you feel? Exhausted. Even if you bought nothing. Why is that? Because you've seen so much that your hearts are aching, that, oh, I wish I got this one. Oh, subhanAllah, that one, that was a good bargain. You know what? I should go actually get that thing. You have all these thoughts in your mind that stresses you out. In Al-Jannah, it's different. Al-Jannah, it's different. People don't go there to get stressed out. They go there for a purpose. So, it was not mentioned. I'm going to read the hadith first, and then inshallah explain. Bin Allah Azza wa Jal qal, inna fil jannati suqan yatunaha kulla jum'ah, every Friday, which means in Jannah, seems that time has a specific cycle to it. Every Friday means Friday is repetitive there. But how is that? Is that 24 hours? Is that, besides, if it's 24 hours, how are you going to mark the time if there is no day and night? There is no sun, there is no night, so how are you going to mark the day and night? Allahu A'lam. But here the Prophet ﷺ says, every Friday, people will gather in that marketplace, in that bazaar. قال, فَتَهُبُّ رُوحِ الشَّمَالِ. He says that the northern wind will blow. Why did he say the northern wind, Jama'ah? Why not the southern wind? Why not the eastern, the western? Why did he say the northern wind? Anyone knows? Huh? In the Arabian Peninsula, those in Mecca and Medina, the northern wind brings what? Cool breeze. It's coming from Asham, from the north. If you're going to have the southern wind blowing, what's it going to get with it? Fire and heat, Jama'ah. The western wind is going to bring what? Moisture, humidity. And the eastern, most likely, dust and sand. So the northern wind usually brings cool breeze. So the Prophet ﷺ says, فَتَحُبُّ رِيحُ الشَّمَالِ. The northern wind, similar to what they used to enjoy in this dunya, they will feel that breeze coming from the north. قَالْ فَتَحْتُوا فِي وُجُوهِمْ وَثِيَابِهِمْ فَيَزْدَادُونَ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. Says that wind will blow and shower fragrance on their faces and clothes, and consequently when they enhance their beauty and their loveliness. Like their charm and their beauty is enhanced, multiple folds. If the sisters in the back can make this, the little girls in the back there quiet, please, so they can listen, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. So the Prophet ﷺ says, فَتَحْتُوا فِي وُجُوهِمْ, so now they become more beautiful, they smell even better and better. Different from bazaars and markets of the dunya. If you go to the markets of the dunya and you come back home, how do you smell? Sweaty. Barbecue, smoke and cigarettes probably, God knows what else, right? So many other stuff. But the Al-Jannah is different, Jama'ah. You go there, you come back, smell even nicer, and you look even more beautiful. You shine even more beautiful. You don't look exhausted like the markets of dunya. You could even actually nicer. Which means, every Friday, probably your wife is going to send you back to the marketplace, inshallah, Dad. Right? Here in dunya, you don't want to go to the marketplace. But in Jannah, you would love to go. And probably she would say, hey, why don't you go there? And قال, فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Then they return to their families, they return to their wives. قال, وَقَدْ ازْدَادُوا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. They go back again to their wives, who will also have increased in their beauty and their loveliness. فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُوهُمْ. So their family, their wives, they tell them when they come back, قال والله لقد ازددتم حسنا وجمالا. He says, we swear by Allah that you have been increased in beauty and loveliness since leaving us. And they will tell them, فَيَقُوا وَأَنْتُمْ وَاللَّهِ and you too, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ ازْدَدْتُمْ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. We swear by Allah that you have also been increased in beauty and loveliness since we left you. رواه مسلم. What do you guys learn from this? What is that? What do you understand from this hadith here? How long are people going to live in Jannah, يا جماعة? How long? Forever. Right? Eternity. And if that experience happens every single week, what does that mean? How far are your booty going to go, ya jamaah? What's the limit for it? When to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how far this beauty is going to be? Besides, what's the point of every week you look more beautiful? Because what happens here in this dunya, jamaah? People, they look out, when they look for marriage, for example, what do they look for? The image, right? Mostly, the first thing, the image. Everybody says, no, I want someone religious. Okay, no, tell me the truth. What are you looking for? Someone beautiful, someone handsome, and then religious, right? But we look for the image, because that for us, it's sense of perfection, sense of excellence. That's what it means. So, but after you get married, the moment you marry this handsome guy or this beautiful lady, what happens after a few months, few weeks? Someone else more beautiful shows on the market. More handsome than they are, right? So there in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us always He gives you the first experience over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. That by the time you get used to their beauty, it doesn't decrease. What happens to it? It increases. Even though we don't age, but increases so that nothing in Jannah is the same. Everything is changing to better and better and better. Can you imagine the amount of reward that a person can get with that in that kind of environment, ya jamaah? And you're going to waste all of this eternity for some, Allahu musta'an, miserable gain of this world? Fighting for crumbs in this dunya when you can have all of this in the akhirah? Unbelievable. Now, what is the significance of this marketplace? The ulama, they say, this marketplace usually, it's the more like the lobby of Jannah. You know, because Al-Jannah is different category and different grades. We mentioned some of them live in tent, beautiful pearls. Others, they live in these twinkly stars all the way up there. You can even tell how far they are, subhanAllah. So different levels in Jannah. So how do we meet, you know, with the prophets and the anbiya and the salihin? Because some of us might say, you know what, I would barely be in Jannah, let alone to be in Firdaus al-A'la with the Prophet. So how can I get there? Well, you can see him, inshallah ta'ala, but it's going to be in the marketplace. So every Friday, everybody comes to the lobby. Says, with all these billions of people throughout the history of mankind, you're going to still be able to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can, and if you want to be a VIP person sitting next to him, then what you need to work on? How can you bring yourself closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you need to work on? Ya jamaah, what is the thing that brings you closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah? Husnul khuluq. Husnul khuluq. The first thing, the heaviest thing is your good manners. It doesn't matter how bad people to you. What matters is how good you are to them. Husnul khuluq, your good manners. What else? Taking care of orphans. I'm the one who's sponsoring an orphan, will be like this in Jannah. Very close. What else? Salah. Frequently. Tahajjud, nafil, sunnah, tahiyatul masjid, duha, ishraq, as many as you can. Because the Prophet ﷺ, when he asked that young man, what shall I reward you with? He goes, I want to be closer to you in Jannah. And the Prophet says, can you ask for something else I can guarantee? He goes, no, that's what I want from you. Bring me close to you in Jannah. So the Prophet told him, قَالْ أَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Help me get you there by praying more often. So you have a lot of opportunities to be there in the companionship of the Prophet ﷺ. Even if you're not in Al-Firdaus al-A'la, you can still get a close seating near the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah make us in the closest company of the Prophet ﷺ. وَالصَّالِحِينَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So my dear brothers and sisters, here's what Allah is offering you in Jannah. In the dunya, you see all the pleasure of this world. And as we speak today, you can see how the world is going crazy. Going crazy. all over, subhanAllah. Because of what? Ideologies, politics, whatever that is, and fighting and killing each other, Allah musta'an. Killing innocent people, or brothers and sisters in Gaza, may Allah subhanAllah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Imagine all of that, all fighting for the dunya. But so make sure that you do your best, inshallah, to support those who are oppressed and those who are to be just and fair to them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salihin. And I ask Allah to make us among those who will have the pleasure of being in the market of Al-Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us in the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salihin. And the way we all gathered in this place, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the opportunity to get together and gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salihin, walhamdulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'ah? سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته